Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Stream of Consciousness. My name is Danya Diaz. Hi, how are you? It is currently a Sunday. I usually want to start filming these on a Sunday because I don't do anything on Sundays, and I think, you know, what better way to de-stress and relax than by talking your ear off and doing a little podcast, okay? Let me tell you about my week, and I'm just gonna yip and yap. So take a seat. Hope you're listening to this maybe when it comes out or at work or on your way to work or whenever you listen to podcasts, maybe before bed. I don't know, but I want this to be a good and open environment for us to talk. For me to talk, for you to listen. Thank you for listening. If you like these episodes, comment down below, like, comment, leave me 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcast. These videos will also be up on YouTube if you guys want to take a watch, you know, take a little gander over on YouTube, subscribe. Hey guys, hope you guys are doing good. I'm here to talk about yesterday. Okay, so yesterday I had a little Galentine's Day party at my house. It was the first one. Like, my friends know that I really love to do, like, and host events. And, like, I'm a big planner. Like, I love planning stuff. I love making everyone feel, like, welcome and have fun. Having fun. That didn't even make sense. Whatever. But I did that yesterday. I planned it all out. It was so good, so fun and fresh. I posted the pictures on Instagram. I also vlogged it, and that video will be up tomorrow or, like, at least after this, because I'm trying to do, like, a podcast, then a vlog, then a podcast, then a vlog. I don't know if you guys have seen that already, like, the pattern on my channel that I'm trying to do. But yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. And it was really fun. We made pizzas from scratch, which I had never done before. I really just wanted to, like, cook and have, like, a cute little ambiance. Everyone wore pink, which was so great. Oh my god, thank you, Jesse L, for coming. Like, I thought he wasn't gonna show up, and he did, and that really, like, made me so happy. We ended up also watching this movie called Thanksgiving with Addison Rae in it, the main star. Okay, I don't know if people take this seriously, but me and Madison, like, have this hyperfixation on Addison Rae, how she's literally the pop princess, and her music is kind of fire in a poppy, like, girly 14-year-old girl way. Like, it really does feel, like, so poppy and fun and fresh. Like, I genuinely like it, but also, like, the joke about me and Madison always being like, oh my god, yeah, like, Addison Rae, we love her, she's such a great singer, she's, like, obviously it's a meme. Like, I don't understand why people take us so seriously, but at the same time, like, we're low-key serious because we love Addison Rae. Like, I'm sorry, we stan. Like, she is just a regular schmegular girl, but to us she means a lot more than that, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like she should have gotten her own show instead of the D'Amelios, if you know what I mean. The D'Amelios are a little boring for me, but also, like, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, they are just normal people, just like me. But anyways, we watched this movie called Thanksgiving, and it was pretty good. Like, I knew that the police was the one, the killer. Maybe I spoiled it. I'm sorry if you are thinking of watching it. Damn it, I spoiled it. So sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. If you're gonna watch Thanksgiving, okay. Oh, fuck, I already gave it away, so you're not gonna watch it. Never mind. Forget what I said. Anyways, moving on. Galentine's was really great. And then today, this morning, I went on a little goat brunch hike. I had it planned out since January for, like, a little date that I was gonna do, but I ended up bringing my bestie Anna, and we went to it. It was very cold, but we saw goats and pet them, and we also had cute little brunch with, like, they had, like, a quiche and, like, little macarons and cupcakes and coffee. People brought their own, like, champagne to make their own mimosas, which was such a great idea. The family was so sweet. I just followed them on Instagram right now. And I love them. It was really cute, really fun and fresh. And then I think we're having like another event planned soon that, sorry, I'm burping, that me and Anna want to go to. So I'll probably vlog that and talk about that next week. But yeah, overall, it was really great. I love doing like little events that are so like different and out of my comfort zone, because that way you meet people. And we did meet like this couple. Her name was Cheryl, and she was super sweet and talked to us about like where she lived and her kids and how she wanted a donkey and how her dog passed. Like, you just learn a little bit about people, and it's just really sweet. I love human interactions, and I don't know, definitely something to try out. Like, look around your area and maybe see if you guys can do something like different and fun and unique with your friends. Also, even dates, like they have a bunch of stuff like online. You just have to look, and I think it's really fun and fresh, because like you don't want to keep doing the same things over and over again, like partying and clubbing. Sure, it's fun, but you know, you could also do other things that are more spontaneous and different that you haven't really done before. And I think that's so cool that I have the opportunity to do that. You know, like not many can, but if you have the resources and can look for it, I definitely recommend. And it's such an experience. I love experiences over material things, I feel. I've been really wanting to like enjoy shit like this more and more. And I think this year I'm definitely going to open up to doing a bunch of stuff that I have on my bucket list that I really want to do. I've already gotten my nose piercing, you know, next is the tattoo. But soon, stay tuned. And yeah, that's very, very exciting. Oh, another exciting thing that is happening next weekend. I'm so nervous to tell you guys. But I am going on a date. I'm going on a date, on a real date. And this was unexpected. Guys, I'm not on dating apps, but, you know, a person reached out and was like, hey, let's go on a date. I'm not going to say anything. And I do really want to keep this private, only because I just want to keep this private for right now, because I don't want to jinx anything. I mean, I'm telling you guys I'm going on a date. I'm going to tell you how it is. But other than that, I think I really want to keep this close to my heart and home, because things have like always fallen apart for me for like shit like that. So I really just want to see how it goes. Take it slow. Yeah. And I might hop back up on the dating app soon, because you know what? This is fun. Like, going on a date is all funky, fun, and fresh. And I think I'm ready. I think it's fine. It's going to be cool and fun. So yeah, another thing I wanted to touch on is like, okay, this, we're gonna get deep right now. My sexuality. Okay, so I don't think a lot of people know this, but, and I don't even think I've said this directly online, but I identify as a bisexual. And my parents know this, but also it's a thing where it's like they don't really want my family to know. But you know what? I'm putting this out on the internet because I think it's important to talk about. And it's also something I've never talked about because I was always scared. And I also feel like it was just like an unspoken thing where I could just be like, I want to like who I like. I want to love who I love. I have no preference. Like, I never really thought I had to talk about it publicly, because it's like, if you know, you just know, or whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's my life. It's who I want to date. It's who I fall in love with or go on dates with. Like, at the end of the day, it's nobody else's business but mine. My parents have been pretty supportive a little bit. I think my parents just want the best for me, and they will love me regardless. They were there for me recently, and I think they're just really supportive with that. And it's taken a long time because, you know, they have this like more traditional mentality, and it has been hard. It was hard, you know, in the beginning. I was very nervous to like tell them everything, but yeah, I think we've come a little bit of a long way. If any family members are listening to this, hey, surprise. But it's also something where it's like, I don't really like, if you talk about it, I don't care. But also it's like, who cares? Like, live your life. Like, I'm living mine. You can live yours. And we're cool. We're chilling. But yeah, I wanted to talk about it because for a long time I was very in denial and closeted and did not felt guilty for, like, internal homophobia, because what I grew up listening about, like, my parents talking about it and like family members, and it's really toxic, especially when like religion comes into play. It's just like a lot. But I just want to live my life. I want to love who I love. And if you find that as a problem, then maybe you shouldn't be watching me if you don't like that. But if you care and support about me, then join me on my journey wherever this takes us. But yeah, I don't know. I wanted to talk about it finally because I never really talked about it at all. And it's really scary. Like, this is really scary for me to publicly like say that, especially on my channel. I feel like I never really talked about it or came out in a way. But I guess this is it. And I'm telling you guys, so if there's any speculation, yeah, y'all know now. And it's just like, it's been a roller coaster, and it's been a long time since I've felt this way. I remember one time when I was younger, we had a home computer, and like I was playing Disney Channel games. I don't remember what age. I'm pretty sure I was like in elementary school, so I was probably like 10 years old. And I was on YouTube, and I looked up girls kissing girls, and my parents came in, and they were like, why are you watching this? And then I went to go cry in a corner, and I cried because I felt so guilty about like looking that up. And that was very traumatizing, clearly, because I'm talking about it now. But that was a really scary moment. And that's when I questioned everything about why I did that, and like, blah, blah, blah. What do I feel? Oh, I'm joking. What do I feel? Who do I like? Who am I? What do I want to like be with? Like, I don't know. It was just a crazy time. And yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I've always made it obvious to them. I would joke here and there, and now they just know. And you know what? We're chilling. We're vibing. We don't really talk about it as much, because I think it's still something they're trying to adjust to. But yeah, 23 years of keeping that a secret, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me. But now you know, if you were curious. It's been a roller coaster, and I just wanted to get that off my chest. I think I wanted to talk about it. Oh my god! The farm that I went to literally just liked my post because I just tagged them. Okay, that's cool. Let's see. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So that's it on that. I wanted to wrap it up. What else? Oh, wait. I had a topic. Oh, I mean, I guess I could talk about this, but I don't know. Should I talk about it? Okay, I'm going to talk about it. So I think I'm okay with, I'm pretty content with the people I have in my life right now. And what I mean by that is that I don't feel like I need to make any new friends. And I'm sorry for those. I don't know. I just feel like right now I'm at a point where I'm like, this is it. And I'm also okay with losing people at this moment in my life, because I feel pretty good and confident with the people I have now. And that's perfectly fine, because at the end of the day, it's who's there for you. It's who's gonna show up and put in the effort to be your friend. And I'd say that the ones that I have right now have, you know, put in that effort, and it's mutual, and you want friendships to be mutual. You want friendships to be everlasting, especially as an adult, because I feel like when you're an adult, it's a little bit harder to make friendships. And don't get me wrong, I love to talk to people. Like I was telling you guys, at the, what's it called, at the farm, I love to talk to people. Human interaction is great. But as for, I guess, bringing more people and bringing them closer to my life, I think I'm all set, only because like I did do that last year, and you know, then things fall apart in unexpected ways, and I put my trust in these people who I thought were going to be there for me. And I'm just going to set the boundary this year. Like, this year is about setting boundaries and doing what I want and, you know, having people that will be there and cutting off the people that will be toxic and the people that will not be okay for like my mentality. Like, I don't want that kind of person or kind of people in my life who it's not 50-50, you know, or who will not give like their 100%. I'm done trying. I'm just happy with that. Like, I'm okay. And I know I'll be okay, but it's just, yeah, I think I'm okay with making friends for right now. And it's just something that, you know, as an adult, you gotta make sure you're setting the right intentions with certain people, you know? And some will say I have plenty of friends, which I think I do, but I think the quality is what really matters. And it's, yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's who will be there for you, who will try 100%. And I think that's very important to look out for. So back to my first episode, it's all about intention and where I'm putting my energy into, because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my energy. And I need to remember that constantly. And I think I've been doing a really good job. I've been a lot happier and healthier recently. Well, maybe not healthier. I've been not consistent at the gym, but I think I need to get back into it. I've just been so lazy, guys. I've been lazy. All I'm going to do after this is probably edit and then read on my Kindle, because Stephanie got me back on my Kindle and I really want to read and like get the new book that we're reading for this book club that I'm in. So very excited to keep reading. Exercising the brain, though. Not the muscles, but the brain. Sorry. The brain. And yeah, oh my god, let's see who else liked my Insta. Guys, follow me on Instagram if you haven't already. Oh my god, did they like it? Oh yeah, okay. Oh, they liked it. Oh, I love that. I love goats. Guys, goats and pigs are so intelligent. My love is one, oh mine. My love is on all time. I think I like this little life. This little life. Oh my gosh. Yeah. How long is this? I'm just yippy-yapping. It's only 19 minutes. Do you guys mind a smaller podcast episode? Because I think I got everything I need to get off my chest. Oh, y'all want to know an update on my nose piercing? It's healing pretty nicely. I've been cleaning it every day, and I'm pretty happy about it. I can't wait to get the nose ring, as I said, I think, in a couple videos. And I'm just excited. I also really want to take like a trip. I know I am next month, but I want to go to South Carolina because I miss my family down there, and I miss them so much. I miss them so much. I miss the South Carolina vibes. And we're supposed to be getting like 5 inches of snow, which kills me because I don't want to be driving at 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. to go to work for 30 minutes in the snow. Like, are you kidding me? Please, please save me. Save me. I don't want to do that anymore. I need a break. I need a break. Meanwhile, I can't talk. Meanwhile, I'm just literally a month in. I'm literally a month in this new job, and I'm already exhausted. Exhausted. Just watch my videos, watch my content, and let me live like this. Let me be famous, guys. Okay, maybe someday I'll get there. I still believe in myself. Even though I'm 23 and like other younger influencers are like up there, what makes you think I can't do that, huh? Huh? What makes you think that I can't be like that? You know who I feel like? I feel like Brittany Broski, because she has her own podcast and she has like topics like this, but she makes it so funny. Like, I can't explain it. She really knows how to like talk and also give you like a picture of that type of shit. Like, I don't know, I think it's so funny. I need to be like her. I want to know her ways. Ooh, I got a new follower on TikTok. That's cool. I really want 1,000 followers on TikTok because I want to go live. Because imagine me going live and doing my makeup and everything. Like, I know I could do a live on Instagram, but it's not the same vibes. Because nobody watches. Nobody watches on Instagram. On Instagram. Thank you for my loyal fans who listen to this and watch this. You are real. You are real and dear to my heart. But I think I have nothing else to say. So I know this episode was a little short, but I think I got most of what I wanted to say out there. And yeah, I'm going to go edit this, maybe read a book, and I'll talk to you guys in a bit. I'll see you guys in the next one. I don't really know. Oh, wait, I'm itchy because my eczema. But yeah, thanks for watching. Like, comment, and subscribe. Comment down below. And also rate us. Rate us, me and my other personalities. Rate me on Spotify. 5 stars if you want. Like, I don't know if you want to do that. That'd be kind of nice. If you want, you know. Oh, another thing. Wait, actually, I'm not done. Okay, this is so crazy. Okay, so I pick up habits from people that I like hang out with or like am with, and I have picked up this habit of listening to like white noise or rain before going to sleep, and I hate that I do that now. I hate that because I used to be so good at just falling asleep, and now I have to sometimes, if I can't, I will listen to rain or pink noise. And like sometimes I used to put on podcasts, but it wasn't that frequent to fall asleep. And now it's a lot more. And I know who gave me this habit, but it's so crazy because I did not want this. I didn't want to pick it up. And it was only like a little bit that I like was doing this for it, but then I guess I got used to it. And now I do it. But yeah, hopefully I can steer away from that habit. I don't want to do that anymore. It's just kind of annoying because, I mean, it helps, but I don't want to rely on sound, you know? I mean, I guess I sometimes do with my humidifier, but still, I want to move away from it, you know? But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Didn't really talk about much, but kind of did at the same time, you know? And yeah, all right. Stay hydrated. Remember to surround yourself with people who give you the same energy. And remember, it's okay to be who you are and to love who you love. And I'm here to support you if nobody else is. And I'm here to listen and to talk and anything if you need, just giving you an open platform. Follow me on Instagram and comment down below anything. I will be uploading another video on the vlog of my weekend for Galentine's and like the farm or whatever. You guys will see. So yeah. All right. Longest outro ever. I'm so sorry. But yeah, bye. Stay hydrated. Bye.